How does one reconcile when witnessing perceived imperfections, unskillful behavior in Buddhist institutions and interactions with teachers? And brackets, not about you or Madison Insight. Well, one is that, yeah, I mean, an institution is an institution, and institutions are conglomerates of human beings, and human beings are sometimes not perfect. Sometimes they're way less than perfect. And, you know, I think it is important. I think that's one of the, to me, it's always impressed me with the Buddhist teachings and the Buddhist monastic form is that the monastics, it's like a teacher or the monks are, but particularly in terms of being a teacher, the junior monks and the lay people are, you know, we're fair game for criticism. If we've been, and it's also a duty of the junior monks to admonish the senior monks if they have done something that's inappropriate. And if it's and it's the Buddha's addressing this 2600, 2500, 2600 years ago. And if it is uncomfortable because of the relationship between student and teacher, then it's the duty of the student to find another more senior monk who can admonish for one. So it's like it's not assuming. The Buddha set up an institution that was not assuming infallibility. I mean, the Buddha understood human nature really well, so that as an institution and as teachers, then you always have to be open to criticism. You have to be, and you have to pay attention to, is that criticism valid or is it not? Because sometimes people will criticize, well, you get criticized. Even the Buddha got criticized. So he says, no, the Buddha said, nobody lives a human life without being criticized. But it's how you respond or react to that criticism, because I mean, sometimes it's, you have to pay attention. Is that a valid criticism? Does it require me to reflect and change? And then one should be changing. Or is it, I don't know, they're just upset for some reason and are and it's not really about me personally or the institution personally. It's more about them. Then you have to find a way to try to support them or in some way. But it doesn't you can't sort of you can't live your life trying to please people all the time. So it's but certainly in say witnessing inappropriate conduct, as even in a say a Buddhist institution or with people who are supposed to be in leadership positions, and it's important. But it's also important to time and place where you ask for permission to can I bring something up? Might be difficult. Would you be willing to talk with me about it? Just a skillfulness of how one, you don't just sort of come in and dump on somebody. I mean, it doesn't really work, whatever, whoever it is. So it's so there's a skillfulness in how one constructive criticism. It's important because that's it is important to address, because say an institution or a teacher doesn't really grow unless foibles and flaws are pointed out. It's just the reality of the human condition, and it requires those mirrors or reflections to do that. We can't see everything in a clear way sometimes.